It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a cloudy sky. It's 50 degrees. KSL's top story. Donovan Mitchell was injured during this afternoon's game against the Indiana Pacers. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has details.
It didn't look good.
Oh, Donovan looked like he was holding that knee. Oh, no. Hold your breath.
It appeared as though Donovan Mitchell's right leg rolled under Indiana's Edmund Sumner in the third quarter. He did get back up on his feet, but quickly gestured to teammates that he needed support. He was gently helped off the court and did not return to the game, ESPN confirming it was a lower right ankle sprain. For the injury, Mitchell had 22 points and 4 rebounds. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
The Jazz did prevail over the Pacers, 119-111, and all of this happening as the Jazz happily welcomed a new member of the ownership team today, 13-time All-Star Dwayne Wade. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Utah Jazz head coach Quinn Snyder joked that his relationship with Dwayne Wade has not always been good. In 2002, Wade knocked Snyder's Missouri Tigers out of the NCAA tournament.
I've gotten over that at this point. He's probably forgotten about it after, you know, 3 rings.
But Snyder says Wade's perspective as a former player will help the current roster, that he brings a lot of business acumen and a focus on building a better community. Wade says he was always looking for mentors in the business world, and majority owner Ryan Smith became a mentor to him.
Did I ever think that this would be a part of our conversations? No, I did not.
Wade says this fulfills a dream of his to become part of something bigger than himself. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
People living in Sandy, listen up. The city says it'll only pick up your recycling every other week. The Sandy City Council tried to find a way to offset the rising costs of recycling, and they decided the every other week arrangement would be best. Council members were strongly against the idea of raising collection fees for residents. KSL's top national story. Police are still on the scene at an Indianapolis FedEx facility where a late-night shooting took the lives of 8 people and injured several others. Deputy Chief Craig McCart of the police force told us more about the suspect.
This individual has since been identified as 19-year-old Brandon Hull. FedEx officials have confirmed that Mr. Hull was a former employee at the facility, and he was last employed in 2020.
Various reports indicate the FBI had previously interviewed Hull after his mother contacted authorities last year to say she was worried that her son would try to commit suicide by cop. A gun was taken from their home at that time. The first guilty plea came today from the January 6th violence at the Capitol. The defendant is a member of a far-right anti-government militia group and a guitar player for a thrash metal band.
John Schaefer is pleading guilty to obstructing an official proceeding and entering restricted grounds. The FBI said Schaefer was among the rioters who sprayed U.S. Capitol Police officers with bear spray during the insurrection. Court records also said Schaefer was photographed in a blue hooded sweatshirt and baseball cap that read Oath Keepers Lifetime Member. Schaefer is the frontman of the heavy metal band Iced Earth, and the FBI said he has long held far-right extremist views.
That's the first guilty plea. More than 400 people have been charged since the Capitol attack. KSL News Time 6:03. Utah's entire congressional delegation is calling a political cartoon critical of Congressman Burgess Owens repugnant.
The cartoon compares Owens, who is black, to a KKK member saying, "They're coming to your neighborhood," presumably referring to racist rhetoric from the 70s, and comparing those to these comments made by Congressman Owens after visiting the U.S. border.
Is this not a border issue anymore? They're coming to your neighborhoods, not knowing the language, not knowing the culture, and there's a cartel influence along the way. So be aware.
Today, Utah's two senators and three other congressmen issuing a joint statement calling on the Salt Lake Tribune to apologize. Owen says the paper is pathetic for comparing him to the KKK when he's the one, quote, sounding the alarm on the trauma being caused at the border. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The city of Provo is one step closer to having ranked choice voting in its next election. The Daily Herald reports a survey by Provo City Hall found most of those who responded liked the idea. The city's municipal council meets in May to vote on whether ranked choice will be adopted and used in upcoming primaries. KSL News Time, 6:05. It's time to take a look at the tail end of the rush hour with Ricky Meese. But first, what do you think? How long's Donovan going to be out?
Oh, I hope just a few days.
Did you do what I did? I mean, I studied the slow motion to see how bad he was hurt. And I'm sitting there playing doctor with the video.
I haven't had a chance to do that yet, but I'm going to now that you've inspired me. How long do you think, then, since you've observed it?
My opinion is worthless, but it looks like the kind of sprain that's not too bad, 3 weeks to a month.
That long?
Yeah. But what do I know?
And that's not too bad.
I think we wait for the MRI and the Jazz to make an announcement, right?
Good idea.
What's happening on the roads?
We've got a new accident. It's really slowing down traffic. It's in Weber County, southbound I-15 at Riverdale Road. They're trying to get it moved out of traffic to the left. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right. Thank you, Ricky. On the way, my minute of news in just a moment. Stay with us. KSL News Time 6:06 on Friday night.
Been 40 days since I don't know when.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.